This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The UN Special Envoy for Libya has sought to reassure the Libyan people the United Nations will not abandon them. As Edward Uranian reports, Hassan Salameh's comments came after forces loyal to General Khalifa Haftar took control of Tripoli's airport.
Arab media broadcast video of General Haftar's forces entering the gates of Tripoli's now closed international airport before taking position outside terminal buildings and along the now disused runways. There did not appear to be any resistance to the takeover. UN Special Envoy Hassan Salameh, who is now in Libya, said that he was monitoring the situation closely. He says that tensions were increasing in a number of places in and around Tripoli, and that he was keeping tabs on the situation minute by minute. He insists that it is urgent to put an end to tensions in those areas and to make sure civilians are not harmed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that he would annex Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office, a last-minute pre-election promise that's likely to enrage Palestinians and the Arab world. In a television interview, Netanyahu said he would extend Israeli sovereignty to settlement blocks and would not transfer sovereignty to the Palestinians. The prime minister is competing for votes from small far-right parties who advocate annexation. A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas told Reuters news agency, any measures and any announcements will not change the facts. Settlements are illegal and they will be removed. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.